In Greenwich Village last night, jazz musicians staged a march and rally in front of the Blue Note Jazz Club to make the case for jazz musicians receiving fairer pay and benefits. WBAI's Michael G. Haskins was there and talked to some of the people participating in the rally.
Okay, great. Give me your name.
John O'Connor.
And you are with?
I'm the recording vice president for Local 802, American Federation of Musicians.
Okay.
New York City.
What is this about tonight?
We're trying to get fairness and benefits for jazz artists who have historically been left out of the picture as far as what the union has been able to do for most musicians in New York City. We're trying to build a system whereby jazz musicians can get pension contributions into the Musicians Pension Fund, which is a very good fund. A lot of the dates that jazz musicians do are cash dates, and they end up at the end of their careers with not very much Social Security credit. So the pension fund is much more important to them than it is to a lot of other citizens. And we think it's the responsibility of the jazz clubs that are making pretty good money off the music of these musicians to be contributing to that pension fund. And that's the main issue. There are other issues we're concerned about, having a minimum scale wage that they're bound to pay, and protection for recording. We don't want musicians getting their music ripped off by having their concerts recorded and not being paid for.
Okay, well, we're standing in front of just down from the Blue Note Club.
That's right.
What has Blue Note and other clubs, how have they responded to your request, your entreaty?
Yeah, we've been trying to get them to respond to us for quite some time. Nobody has officially reached out to us. We've left phone calls, we've done certified mail, we've sent emails. We have gotten no response from them whatsoever. So we're trying to build this campaign to try to persuade them to sit down and talk to us.
Do you have any support from politicians in the city of New York?
Yes, we do. We have several city council people who have given us the support. We've gotten support from state assembly people and some U.S. congressmen.
Thanks. Now let me speak to the musician now.
Sure.
What's your name?
My name is Matt Plummer.
And you're obviously a trumpet player?
Trombone player, yeah.
Trombone player, excuse me. How dare I? A trombone player. Why are you here this evening? You're a young guy. You're somebody that, you know, you're 30 years old, maybe.
That's about right.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. So why are you here?
Well, I'm a union member. I'm a member of Local 802, and I'm also part of Occupy Wall Street, 9 & 9 Pickets. So I believe in supporting workers' rights. I believe in people being able to retire and, like, actually be able to live, you know? Like, so many famous jazz musicians are retiring, and they live out their last years in poverty, and people who are extremely famous. And, you know, it really bothers me that in this city, it's basically making, you know, lots of money off tourism. Lots of people think of New York as a city for jazz, but then it doesn't really take care of the music. They don't take care of the musicians here. So, you know, I think this campaign is really great. They're trying to get something positive for musicians so they can actually live. They can actually know they have some security in their retirement. And I think it's ridiculous that this club won't even talk to them. You know, the Blue Note makes plenty of money. There is no reason why they can't sit down and negotiate with the union. And I just think it's a travesty. And that's why myself and many other people from Occupy Wall Street are here to support this campaign.
Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping and taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
WBAI.
That was Michael G. Haskins speaking to John O'Connor, recording vice president for Local 802, the American Federation of Musicians, and Matt Plummer, a trombone player who is member of Local 802 and of Occupy Wall Street.